Sagt der heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Menaches, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. I'm sure you know that all of the Karbanis in the Beis HaMikdash, with the exception of the Karban Pesach that was brought after the Tamid, had to be brought between the two Tamidim, the Tamid Shal Shachar and the Tamid Shal Bein Hur Abayim, the morning Tamid and the afternoon Tamid. Tamid means all the time. All the time can mean two things, Rashi tells us. Your nose is on your face all the time. It never comes off. But something you do every single day at a given point, even though you're not doing it 24/7, is also called all the time. All the time we daven shachris. All the time we daven mincha. It doesn't mean we daven shachris all day. But you should know shachris and mincha, according to one opinion in the Gemara Masechtas Brachas, is for the Tamid Shal Shachar and Tamid Shal Bein Hur Abayim. Every single day of the year, all year, there was a Tamid in the morning and a Tamid in the afternoon. The Tamid is a carbon oila, it's a carbon tzibur. As long as the Yidden were makar of the carbon Tamid, no one can penetrate Yerushalayim. During one of the wars, the Gemara tells us every single day, they dropped a basket of gold down the walls of Yerushalayim, the outside walls, and for that they got a lamb for the carbon Tamid. One for the morning and one for the afternoon. Until once, someone who knew Chachmas Yevanis was able to communicate in Greek, whispered, "What are you doing? As long as you keep sending up a Tamid, as long as you keep sending up a lamb for the carbon, you will never be able to break into Yerushalayim." And the Gemara says that day, the people inside Yerushalayim dropped their basket with gold, but instead of putting in a lamb, they put in a chazer. The chazer stuck its nails into the chaim, into the walls of Yerushalayim. And all of Yerushalayim shuddered, and then the enemies broke in. So, every single day, a tamid, again, was the first carbon of the day. Most of the time it was the last carbon of the day, on Shabbos and on Rosh Chodesh and on Yom Tovim. The Musaf Karbanis were brought somewhere in between the Tamid Shal Shachar and Tamid Shal Bein Hur Abayim. Our Mishnah begins. Perik Dalad, Mishnah Dalad. HaTamidin Einon Ma'akvin HaMasafim. In other words, if you brought the Musaf before the Tamid Shal Shachar, that doesn't passel it. It's not what you're supposed to do. L'chatchila, nothing is supposed to be brought before the Tamid Shal Shachar. But if for whatever reason they were makir of the Musafim, the Musaf Karbanis before the Tamid Shal Shachar, it doesn't passel it. It's still kosher. For that matter, v'lo ha'masafim ma'akvenes ha'tamidim. If they were makir of the carbon Tamid Shal Bein Hur Abayim before the Musaf Karbanis, it's also kosher. Again, it was supposed to be before the Tamid Shal Bein Hur Abayim, but if you did it afterwards, both the Tamid and the Musaf Karbanis are kosher. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, v'lo ha'masafim ma'akven ze'ezeh. By most Musaf Karbanis, there are some that are oilis, some that are chatois. There's a carbon oilis, there's a carbon chatas. Lechatchila, the chatas is supposed to come before the oila. But if we mixed it up, that doesn't passel the carbon. So if somebody brought the oila first, though he was makir of the oila without a chatas at all, it's still kosher. Same is true, let's say, if it's Rosh Chodesh Shechal b'Shabbos. So we know when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, we say Ati Yitzarta, we take out two Sefer Torahs. And which one do we lay in first? First Shabbos, then Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because of a halacha that we learned in Masechet Zevachim, Tadir v'she'ena Tadir. If you have a mitzvah that is more common versus a mitzvah that is less common, Tadir Kaidim. The mitzvah that is more common comes first. By the Karbonis, first you have to be makriv the musav of Shabbos, which is more common, it's every week, and then the musav of Rosh Chodesh. But here too, the Mishnah is teaching us, v'lo ha'masafim ma'akvin ze'ezeh. If let's say you were makriv the Rosh Chodesh musaf before the Shabbos musaf, that's not ma'akiv in the kashrus of the karbanis. Zok the Mishnah v'ayter. Lo yakrivu cheves babayker. Let's say they weren't makriv the lamb in the morning for the Tamid Shal Shachar. Yakrivu bein hur abayim. You're still makriv the afternoon one. The tamidim are not ma'akiv each other. Zok the Mishnah v'ayter. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Emesai. When do we say this? Bizman shahayu, when the kehanim were, anusin aishayigin. Oinus means it's mamish not their fault. They were forced. It was impossible to be makir of the carbon. Shayigig means they didn't do it on purpose, but they could have been more careful. It was by mistake. So either they were an oinus or a shaygig, and as a result, they weren't able to be makriv the morning tumit, or they forgot to. But they weren't outright negligent. But if those kahanim that were supposed to be makriv the tumit shel shachar, they won the goyru, they went with the pious. Remember from Masechtas Yuma, they stood around, counted fingers. If they were amazed, they said, we could, but we don't want to. We have the lamb, we could be makriv it, we're not going to be makriv the tumit shel shachar. That's amazed, chas v'shalom. Now, it doesn't mean they did it as an act of rebellion. It could be, oh, we're too tired, it's too hot, it's too cold. Oh, there's something else going on in the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have time. It doesn't mean that they did it in a vicious way. But Lamaisa, they were amazed. It's not that you forgot, you could have and you didn't. But Lamaisa, they were amazed. They didn't forget, there was nothing to stop them. Avlam hayam mezid, and if they were amazed of a loy yakriv, and they weren't makriv kevas babayker, the lamb in the morning, loy yakrivu bein horbaim. They cannot be makriv the afternoon one. And that's a knas, it's a penalty. The Batanura says, however, they couldn't, but other kayhanim can. We're just punishing those kayhanim that were negligent. Now the Batanura tells us, really, there's something missing here in the Mishnah. Chasuri mechasa, that's what the Gemara says. Batanura is quoting the Gemara. Let's go back to the words of Rav Shimon. The Mishnah began by telling us, if you weren't makriv the tumah shel shachar, you could still be makriv the one in the afternoon. Amar Rav Shimon, Zok Rav Shimon, Amosai, when do we say that? Bizman shaya anusin ashayigin. Before the words of Rav Shimon, there should be some other words here in the Mishnah, and it should read as follows. Listen carefully. Lo yikrivu kevas babayker. They were not makriv the lamb in the morning for the tumah shel shachar. Zok the Mishnah, lo yakrivu bein urabayim. Ah, you can't do the afternoon one then. Now, let's take a look inside the Bat Tanur. Omer Rav Shimon, Amosai. The Gemara Mefarish, the Gemara explains, the Masnid and our Mishnah chasuri mechasra, something is missing, v'hachik tani. Again, the Mishnah really said like this, lo yakrivu kevas babayker, if you are not makriv the kevas in the morning, lo yakrivu bein urabayim, you missed your chance. You can't be makriv the one in the afternoon. But b'meh dvarim amurim, when do we say that if you missed it in the morning, you cannot be makriv the one in the afternoon? If shelo nischan lecha mizbeach. The reason they didn't bring the tumah shel shachar is because there was no mizbeach yet that was ready to be used. The mizbeach was ready to be started, things that had to be done in order that the mizbeach should be kosher to be used in the afternoon. Okay, the Mizbeach is ready. Let's do the Tamid Shel Beinu Rabbayim. No. If it wasn't ready in the morning, you can't do the Tamid Shel Beinu Rabbayim. Aval Nischanecha Mizbeach. But if the Mizbeach was ready to be used in the morning, and they still didn't bring the Tamid Shel Shachar, then Yakrivu Beinu Rabbayim. Then you do bring the Tamid Shel Beinu Rabbayim. If there was no Mizbeach or usable Mizbeach in the morning, you skip the whole day. If there was one, even though Lemaisa they never brought the Tamid Shel Shachar, you still do bring the Tamid Shel Beinu Rabbayim. And on this, Reb Shimon says, when do we say this? If it wasn't their fault at all that they weren't makriv the Tamid Shel Shachar, or even, let's say, it was their fault, but they forgot, they should have been more careful, but the Maaseh, they weren't amazed. Avalim hoya mazidin. But if they were amazed, v'lo yakrivu kevas babayker, back to the Mishnah, you could have and you didn't, then you missed your chance for the Tumit Shel Bein Horbayim as well. Now I want to tell you what the Batanura says, how he learns Pshat in this Gemara. Lo Yakrivu Bein Horbayim means those Kayhanim that missed it in the morning, we don't let them be Makrivit Bein Horbayim. But other Kayhanim can't. Normally the Kayhanim that were Makrivit the Tumit Shel Shachar were also Makrivit the Tumit Shel Bein Horbayim. So Lo Yakrivu means they lost their chance. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, if they were not makdir the ketiras in the morning, yaktiru, they can still be makdir the ketiras bein horbayim. What is the ketiras? Well, the ketiras was a mixture of 11 different ground-up spices, samimonim, special ingredients. Every single day they were makdir from it. They burnt from it on the mizbeach hazav, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Now, let's say there was no mizbeach ready in the morning. There was only a mizbeach ready in the afternoon. You still can be makdir the ketiras of the afternoon. Unlike by the carbon tamid, where we said if there's no mizbeach in the morning, meaning it wasn't ready yet, you can't start with the afternoon. Amar Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon says, I agree, if you missed it in the morning, you can still do it in the afternoon, even if it wasn't passable in the morning because there was no mizbeach yet ready. You can do it in the afternoon. But yishnov v'kula ha'isakrev ben horbaim. We just explained that every day they were makter on the mizbeach a mona. That's about 567 grams. But half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Says Reb Shimon, again, I agree with you. We still do the afternoon, even though there was no mizbeach ready yet in the morning. But according to the Tanakam, it's mashma that they were makter on the Ketoris, the normal half a mona. Reb Shimon says, no, the whole thing. It's supposed to be a mona per day, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Do the whole mona in the afternoon if you didn't do it in the morning. Reason being, says Reb Shimon, she'ein mechanchin es mizbech hazov ela b'ktaris hasamin. This isn't just a bidiyavidika situation. This is what's supposed to be done. The mizbeach hazov, the inside mizbeach in the hechel, where they put the ktaris on. How are you mechanchit? How do you inaugurate it, so to speak? How do you start it off? You start it off with the afternoon ktaris. What about the outside mizbeach? You know how you make it ready to be used? By being makriv the tamid shel shachar, not the afternoon, the morning one. All this is learned from Sukkim. So if the mizbeach ha'ayla wasn't put into use yet, we're just starting off, you have to start with the morning. That's why if you miss the morning, you cannot start in the afternoon. Because the way to start the outside mizbeach is with the morning tamid shel shachar. Masha'enke with the mizbeach hazav, it's the other way around. You have to start the ketores in the afternoon. That's how you're mechanach the mizbeach. Again, all of this is learned from Sukkim. Vaitra says the Mishnah of Elias has shulchan, ela b'lechem apanim b'Shabbos. How are you mechanach the shulchan? What starts it off? The lechem apanim on Shabbos. Right? Every Shabbos, 12 loaves called the lechem apanim were put on the shulchan, and they remained there until when? Until the next Shabbos. Then they were given out to the kehanim, and they were replaced with the new ones. The shulchan that was never used, how does it get its kiddusha? How does it become mechunach, or that level of kiddusha? The first time the lechem upon him are put on it on Shabbos. The menorah was lit every afternoon in the Beis HaMikdash. When does it get its kiddusha? Sakta Mishnah. There's no other way. Only b'shiva neresel bein horabayim. By lighting at seven little cups or lamps in the afternoon. Now let me ask you something. Maybe you noticed that unlike the Tamid Shel Shachar, where we say that if the Kehanim were negligent, they were amazed, and they didn't bring the Tamid Shel Shachar, they lose their chance to bring the Tamid Shel Bein Horabayim. How come it doesn't say so by the Ketores? How come we don't say, listen, Shagig Your Einus is one thing, but if it was your fault, if you were outright negligent, if you were amazed, you cannot bring the afternoon Ketores if you missed the morning one. Well, there are two reasons why there's no such punishment by the Ketores, and there is if they bemazed missed the Tamid Shel Shachar, and those Kohanim can't be marked of the Tamid Shel Bein Horabayim. First of all, when it comes to Ketores, each Kohen had like once in a lifetime to do it. If you remember from the Masechtas Yuma, they called that Chadashim LeKetores, those that didn't do the Ketores yet, Bayu V'Fisu, come to the Gar. Everybody wanted to do the Ketores, it made you rich. And they wanted to give a chance for every Kohen to be able to do the Ketores. So a day that the Kohen was able to do the Ketores, that was like the biggest joy for him. It was very unlikely that he would miss it. And Memela, being that it was something that was very not Shchiach, so therefore, there was no Knas for this. Okay, let's chazer over our Mishnah. If a person was over and he was makar the Musaf Karbanos before the Tamid Karbanos, which he wasn't supposed to do, but Lamaisa, the Musaf is not Pasul. For that matter, if he was makar of the Musaf after the Tamid Shel Bein Horabayim, the Musaf does not become Pasul. By the way, you know when the Zman is to daven Musaf? Right after Shachris. Because Shachris is the Tamid Shel Shachar, Musaf is the Karban Musaf. What if somebody by mistake daven Musaf before Shachris? So you can look up the Mishnah Berurah, Arachayim, Simon, Reish, Pei, Vav, and you'll see over there that the Rama says, your Yaitza. What happens if they were not makar of the Tamid Shel Shachar? Well, if there was no Mizbeach ready in the morning, you can't start with the Tamid Shel Bein Horabayim. The Chinuch, the inauguration of the outside Mizbeach, comes with the Tamid Shel Shachar. If there was a Mizbeach, but just for whatever reason were not makar of the Tamid Shel Shachar, the Tanakama holds you're still makar of the Tamid Shel Bein Horabayim, Reb Shimon says, if it wasn't their fault, or even if they were just not careful enough, they could still be makar of the Tamid Shel Bein Harabayim. But if they were amazed, they were just too lazy, they could have, they should have, they just didn't, then those Kehanim don't get a chance anymore to be Makar of the Tumah Shel Bein Harabayim. Other Kehanim have to do it in their place. There is a mitzvah to say to be Makar of the Ketores on the Mizbeach Hazov in the Heichel, on the inside Mizbeach, twice every single day. Every day they use the complete mana, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. If you miss the morning, you still do the afternoon. According to the Tanakhama, you do the regular half in the afternoon. According to Hashem, you do the whole manna in the afternoon. The chinuch for the inside mizbeach comes with the ketores shel bein harabayim, with the afternoon ketores. Remember, the chinuch of the outside mizbeach comes with the tamas shel shachar. The way you start off the inside mizbeach is with the afternoon ketores. That's learned from Psukim. The shulchan gets its chinuch by putting the lechem upon him on it on Shabbos, and the menorah by lighting the seven lamps in the afternoon.